Welcome to Who's Who in Lake County, Ohio, your number one business spotlight podcast. I'm Joe Latanzio, your local realtor with eXp Realty and host of the show. The podcast is a place where conversations happen with some amazing local businesses that call Lake County, Ohio home. Get to know these businesses and their owners, what they offer, and learn about the unique qualities that make them an integral part of our community. From restaurants and retail shops to service providers and manufacturers, Lake County is home to a diverse range of businesses that contribute to its vibrant economy. Whether you're a resident, a visitor, someone looking to move here, or you're just passing through, Who's Who in Lake County is where you want to tune in and find a business that you can know, like, and trust. Hey everyone, how you doing? I am here with Robin Barber. She's the owner of the Baby Fairy Shop. Welcome, Robin. Thanks for coming out.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, awesome. Tell me a little bit about the Baby Fairy Shop.
Sure. It's a gift-giving service that allows you to send anonymous gifts to expecting moms throughout their pregnancy. You come to the store and our website and you purchase as many gifts as you want or as little as you wish, and then you can send them anonymously to the expecting mom throughout their pregnancy based on their due date. What we do is you shop and then we do the rest. We'll ship them. We package them up very nicely in a pretty package. They have a little card in there saying that they have a special person that is thinking of them during their pregnancy. Yeah. And that's what it is.
So they can go to your website, they can shop on your website, and they can actually do this, like, can they set this up throughout, let's just say they want to do it for 4 or 5 months or, you know, through the entire pregnancy, can they set that up that way to have it?
Sure. They can purchase one gift a month or they can purchase 6 gifts and then we will send them out throughout the pregnancy. So if, say, for example, if somebody's pregnant and it's all, again, based on the due date. So if she's due in June and you buy 6 gifts, I'll spread it out. So every 2 to 3 weeks, I would send another gift. So the last gift is the gift that we reveal you as the baby fairy, if you wish to be revealed. So you can write a special note saying who you are or congratulating them. But I've had some wonderful, wonderful notes that they say to either their granddaughter, their aunt, their friend, whoever it is that's expecting.
That's so cool. I like that.
Thank
that's
you.
An interesting business. So
thank you.
How did you get into that?
Well, about 27 years ago, my girlfriend and her husband had a hard time getting pregnant. So my husband and I decided we wanted to do something very special for them when they found out they did finally get pregnant. So the baby fairy was, we decided to do something like the baby fairy. So we created this card, like years ago when we were able to create your own card.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. So we would stop and buy little odds and ends, like little pacifiers, just little onesies, just anything that we could think of. And we would stop and drop them off when they weren't home, or I'd package it up and I'd give it to somebody that was, you know, traveling. And so we just decided now we wanted to do this as a business to be able to spread the love to somebody else. And this is the whole thing about, it's just a fun, unique way of, you know, telling somebody that you love them or that you're excited about this birth of their baby.
That is such a neat business. So 27, you said, years ago?
Yeah. It's taken me a while to start this business, but, 27 years ago is when we thought of the baby fairy. And then just in 2020, we started thinking, let's do this as a business.
So why? So what made you think that thought, like, oh, let's do this as a business?
2020. I currently am working for a full-time job now, but I had to go part-time at that time. So I had some extra time and I thought, okay, let's do this. We can do this. So we put our heads together. I did have a partner at the time. He was the business aspect of, he knew all the business parts of it.
Yeah.
And then ended up, unfortunately, left in 2021, end of 2021. And so I really have rebranded in 2022, all on my own. So I'm doing this with also working a full-time job, but this is my baby and I'm very passionate about it. And I'm really hoping that I can get the word out there for people to understand what it's all about and be able to help spread the word and get people to see how much fun it is. I mean, I love doing it. It just makes me happy. even wrapping the gifts and knowing that in a couple of days that somebody's going to receive this beautiful gift, that somebody's thinking of them and, you know, that joy.
So you're actually wrapping gifts and putting them together and sending them out.
Yeah, I'm doing.
Talk about a personal service. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's such a joy to me, for sure.
Wow. So now is this, what about, I remember you talking about how you get your gifts.
So I have wholesalers that I purchase from. And so I pick them very, you know, through myself. I pick all the gifts myself. I do try to, I have a lot of from the state of Ohio. I have some that I personally make myself. I have some burp cloths, some tag blankets that I make myself. I have a lot of U.S. owned companies that I work with. Right. But it's hard also to get a lot, but they're very, very highly qualified quality in them. So
cool. So where do you find your business coming from? Is it like from all over, or are you pretty much like concentrated here in Ohio right now until things started getting off the ground? Cause you've only been almost 3 years now in the business.
Yeah. I have Facebook, Instagram. I do ship all over the United States. But I'm trying to, broaden it here in the local area for sure. Trying to look at some businesses maybe to take on doing something like this instead of sending flowers to somebody that they do, or, you know, somebody that they had a baby, instead of doing something like that, do something like this to, you know, tell them they really appreciate them. So yeah, I'm trying to do a lot of local here, but also expand it throughout the United States.
Okay.
So I do have Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn.
So who is your primary audience, do you think, that would use your service?
Well, it's a variety. I do have a lot of grandmothers, aunts, friends, grandpas. I do have grandpas that I'd just love having somebody come in. I would love to have some dads come out and do it. That would be great.
Yes. This is perfect. Like, for me personally, I look at it like, wow, if I could set this up, I can buy everything all in one shot and then have those just sent out once a month. And then all of a sudden, hey, it was me all this time.
Exactly. Exactly. That's so awesome.
It would go over so well, but it's, as I said to one of my other guests, it's only one point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But it's just a fun thing that, you know, you'd be able to show your love and send these cute little packages. Like I said, we have all kinds of stuff to send out. So
that's great. I love it. It's a very interesting business.
Thank you. Thank you.
What are some kind of challenges that you faced along the way?
The biggest thing is the marketing part of it. Also, getting people to understand what the whole concept of it is. That's been our big challenge for sure.
Okay. So you probably hired a marketing company and kind of working on branding and.
Yeah. I have a young girl that's doing my marketing right now. She's wonderful. She's young and she's, you know, she knows the Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. So it helps to know somebody like that. So.
Yes. I hear you.
Yeah. So.
What's one of the lessons I think that you have learned over the course of doing this business for yourself?
Well, the biggest thing is I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about being able to give back. I want to be able to give back. It's been a challenge, truly been a challenge, especially since I work full time.
Right.
And I'm a wife. I mean, so, and I have a son and a grandson. So it's, you know, family, all that trying to. So it's been a challenge, but. It's a good challenge. I want to be able to be successful in this because I want to be able to hand it down to my son to be able to do this because he's also a compassionate person like me and being able to give out this love and be able to hand this down to him. So
I think it's doable. Very doable.
Well, thank you.
You're kind of three years into, have you ever had any other kind of business ventures?
No, this is my first.
So this is your first one, right?
Yep. So I've really had to learn a lot. I've had to put all those caps on. So
What is one piece of advice that you'd give to somebody who is looking to start something, especially in your position, because you're working full time? You know, so you're balancing, my gosh, all right, I've got all these orders coming in. I got to take care of this, but I also have my family. I have my job.
Right. So you just have to, time management is a big, big thing. That's something that's hard, but you have to learn how to do it. I'm doing every day as a challenge. So, you just have to find the time and balance it out. So yeah.
I love it. So what is your favorite part of doing what you do right now as an entrepreneur?
My favorite part in this whole thing is being able to know that I'm sending some love to somebody and make their day. Being able to wrap these gifts in a special little package and knowing in a couple of days that they're going to put a smile on their face, because we all know that pregnancy can be a challenge. Some days we have good days, some days we have bad days. And so maybe that day that she's going to get this package, she's have a bad day. So it just makes me very happy to know that this is something that is very passionate to me, to be able to give back and just send the love to somebody.
That's so cool. So I'm telling you, this is going to work for men. Men, whoever you're listening, this is going to work.
Right.
I think it's a pretty good business plan you got going on.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Going through this process, who has been somebody that you have looked up to that has kind of helped you along the way as a mentor?
Well, my grandmother, for sure. She's gone, but she was a big inspiration in my life all through my growing up. And she was an entrepreneur for over 50 years herself. She was a seamstress and she worked so hard and she was just an inspiration to me. Also, my boss that I currently work for now is a big inspiration to me. He started his business in 2010, and he has just blossomed from that point to today, and he's also a big inspiration, very inspiring, compassionate, and just a great mentor for sure.
So it sounds like you're a go-getter.
I'm out there. Yes, I am.
Not stopping.
No, not stopping. I mean, I believe in I believe in this. I believe in my passion. And I just want people to see what it's all about and just being able to spread that little love, because we have such a crazy world right now, and just being able to give something to somebody that is special to you, or even if you don't even know that person. I have a few people right now that are just going out to some of these unwed homes that are have these young girls that, you know, need somebody to show that they care, that they still care. So I have a young lady right now that's sending packages to an unwed, unfortunate person out there. So that's been a great passion to me to be able to give back to these guys. So.
And it's a very emotional business.
Yeah, it can be for sure, especially when I'm writing the notes, because I do handwrite them at the end when I reveal themselves. So reading those notes that they're sending to this loved one, telling them who they were, but telling them how they're so excited for the new birth of their baby and so proud of them as a person and everything. It's very emotional just to sit there and being able to know that these people are out there that can just need that little joy.
So they send what they want to say, and then you handwrite that on a note.
Yeah, the last package is the day that we reveal in the package, and then so I have a nice little card that has my logo and stuff on it, and then I personally handwrite everything that they wrote in their order. Mm-hmm.
So challenges moving forward in your business. What if you get a whole ton of orders? Who do you got to help?
I do have friends.
Okay.
I do have family. I have sisters. I truly want to continue to keep that personal passion in my business for sure. I mean, we'll see. We'll see down the road. But at this point, that's where we want to stay.
I think it could grow into something pretty neat.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I do hope so. It's my passion, like I said before. I just want to continue to keep it out there. And bring the love and this, you know, some compassion back into this world. So,
Yeah. I mean, from a man's perspective, again, I'm going to say you can't go wrong with this, with the baby fairy shell. You can't go wrong.
Awesome. Thank you.
I mean, I think it's a great business that you have.
Great. Thank you.
Makes it pretty easy online. Go through, place your orders, and
yeah, it's very simple. Very easy. I'm always available. I mean, my email, my phone number is always there. I'm available. If I can't talk to you right then, I will definitely get back with you for sure.
How long does it take to, when somebody places an order, what is that process?
Usually within 24 hours from the time that you place your order. I usually try to get the first order out. And then depending on the baby's due date, because you do give me the due date of the baby, then I can spread out my computer usually sets up how to spread it out for the next.
Do you tell the people when you send them? Or do they just go?
Well, yeah, there's a tracking number on the packages, so they know that they're going out that day. They know when it's delivered, and then they know the next day. They don't know exactly every 2 to 3 weeks is usually what I try to tell them. But again, it's based on the due date, and it's also based on how many packages you order. Right. So if you order just one, it's just that first one, it's going to go out. But if you order like three or six, you know, that's like, I try to spread them out like 2 to 3 weeks, but the system sets it up for that me to do that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So if they just order three packages, but she's not due for another 8 months.
Right. So one will go out like within the 24 hours that you ordered, and then probably like maybe 2 months. And then the last package will be in August.
24 hours. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. I definitely try to do a turnover at least.
You start getting pretty busy. I don't know.
I know.
That's going to be a challenge that you're going to face in your business.
That'll be a challenge for sure.
But it would be a good challenge though, yes, right?
Definitely. Definitely. Yep, for sure. But my full-time job is, if I get that busy, my full-time job will, you know, have to be go part-time maybe or.
Right. I mean, this is like your exit strategy, right?
Right.
I mean,
it's a challenge, but yeah, he knows he's on board. He knows what's going on and he knows that.
Well, that's cool that you have somebody that you're working for like that.
Yeah. I mean, I had to tell him. I mean, so
yeah,
he's cool. He's a very cool guy.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? Online?
Yes.
You said
Facebook? I do have a website. It's thebabyfairyshop.com. Okay. And shop is spelled SHOPPE. And then I do have a Facebook, Instagram. I also have LinkedIn. You can find me anywhere there. I'm also on Pinterest. So yeah, I'm pretty much out there. So please check me out.
Very cool. I love it. There was a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. I don't have which ones that you had though. Do you have those
questions that you want?
Well, there was questions at the end. I said, pick two questions. We can answer them, kind of have a little fun with it.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Did you send me those?
Well, they were in the thing, but oh, you know what?
In what thing?
Yeah, they were in the form.
That was a million years ago.
Yeah, right. I've had a pretty overwhelming response.
Well, that's good.
For the podcast.
I have a friend that I'm going to refer.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I love it. Yeah. And you know, as time goes on, well, I'll have you on again.
Okay.
Right. You know, starting this business, what was one lesson that you learned that you think everyone probably should learn throughout their life just from starting the business? Was there anything that popped up for you that?
It was scary for sure. I mean, when you have a passion, I mean, I think that all I wanted to do is just go for it and just keep going. And I just, there's been a lot of challenges financially, you know, stress, challenging between jobs and, you know, life. But I just want to keep going. And it's just in the back of my head is, you can do this. So just keep going. So I just have
you are determined.
Determined to make this happen for
to
sure.
To make this an exit strategy, exactly. Damn it.
I am. I mean, I'm not going to make us go bankrupt, but
right.
I'm putting myself out there wherever I can because I'm just so passionate about it for sure.
Yeah. I think with the right framework, the right advertising, absolutely. The marketing, I mean, at the end of the day, if you've got some good marketing and advertising, I think you could sell pretty much anything.
Right.
You know,
It's also picking the, right niche.
Oh, yeah.
They say, because you can broadcast it everywhere and anywhere. But if you're not getting to the right people that really understand what the compassionate people, because I'm really trying to sell the experience of this, not really the business, because it's really the experience of it. If anybody that has had a baby fairy and received these gifts and had seen the joy, they would understand. So, if there's anybody out there that wants to share their thing, please, you know, share it. So
testimonials are huge.
Yeah. I have a lot of reviews on, Google reviews, and they're all great. So, and I appreciate every single one of them. So,
yeah. So here we come. There's two questions at the end of the podcast that I like to ask my guests, and, those are picked out by you. So let's start with, who is your biggest role model?
As I had said before, my grandmother was my biggest inspiration all through my life. I mean, from little all the way. I mean, she was such an inspiration. She passed away the year that I had a hip replacement. I had waited because she was sick, and I had waited to have my surgery because I didn't want her to leave while I was having surgery. So I waited, and then my uncle said, she's not going to pass until you can say goodbye to her. So I'll probably get a little emotional.
That's all right.
But she waited till the day after my surgery. So she was waiting for me to say goodbye.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Sorry. But yeah, she was my big inspiration. So
that's awesome. That's all right. I'm a crier too.
So I'm sorry.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And I believe that there's been experiences where,
yeah,
you know, I know that's what happened.
Yeah. And she comes and she visits me a lot. So, I know that she was the inspiration of sewing. She was a seamstress. So that's why I sew. I mean, I do my Burt class and the tag blankets, and I know that she's with me every time I'm doing them. So
yeah. That's beautiful. You're awesome.
Thanks.
Next question is, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
To be honest, I love being here in Ohio. I know there's a lot of other beautiful places out there, and I've experienced a few. But I love Ohio. I love the changes of the season. The snow doesn't bother me that much as it, you know, like driving, and it's a big challenge, but you know what? As you know, I all love challenges. Yeah,
yes, you do. So, and you keep driving forward and forward to keep moving on.
Exactly. So I love the four seasons, and it's just an awesome place to live. So
yeah, I like Ohio.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's I don't know. I've always thought of moving to somewhere warm, but then think too of what would I do without the weather changes? How different would that be?
Yeah. I lived in Florida for a couple of months, a little bit longer than that. And I just didn't love it. I loved to see the sunshine every single day, but I definitely did miss the fall. The fall is my favorite time of the year. The winter, I mean, I love to see the snow falling, and it's so pretty. So yeah. So I'm back here in Ohio and loving it. So
great. Mm-hmm. Well, we're happy you're here.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I want to say thank you so much for coming on and being part of the show.
Thank you.
I appreciate you for that. And thank you for sharing.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll put all your information in the description.
Great.
So people can get a hold of you. And men, if you're listening, you need to get on the Baby Fairy Shop with 2p's and an e.com.
Exactly. And call me anytime.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much,
right,
Robin.
You're welcome.
This has been great.
Thank you. Thank you again.